While nearly all veterans who visit a VA medical center get adequate care, sometimes things don't go well, and when they don't, the results can be catastrophic and expensive. A case in point is that of former Army Staff Sergeant Aaron Merritt. He died in 2014 at a VA hospital in Nashville. Now the VA has paid a big settlement. Joining me with details on that case, his attorney, Trey Thatcher of Birch Porter Johnson, who represented Merritt's family. Mr. Thatcher, good to have you on.
Thank you, Tom.
Tell us about this case. What happened to this person who had left the Army by the time he was seen at the VA Medical Center?
It is certainly a tragic situation. Staff Sergeant Aaron Merritt was honorably discharged in January of 2014. When he was in the service, he had been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, which is a horrible disease, but it is treatable. He was discharged at Fort Campbell, so he was getting his care at the VA in Nashville. And they decided to treat him medically with a medication called azathioprine, which is marketed under the name Imuran. Now, the problem with this medication is it can be immunosuppressive. It can destroy your body's ability to fight infections, basically wipes out your white blood cells and your platelets. So it's very important to monitor someone's blood count when they are on this medication. Nearly all of the literature says that frequent monitoring is necessary. Unfortunately, in Mr. Merritt's case, when he was put on the medication, for 6 months, they did a sum total of one blood count when they should have done at least 11 in that period. And unfortunately, he went to the emergency room 6 months later, and his white count was something like 0.4, which is extremely, extremely low. He was septic at that point. His body had absolutely no ability to fight the infection that was raging within his body, and he passed away within 24 hours of getting to the hospital.
Now, the ulcerative colitis was not a result of military service. It was just something he had because of he had it.
That's correct, yes. Plenty of people in this country have it.
Sure. And what was the VA's reaction? What ensued after he died?
Well, the one sad factor is that the family was not able to be reached prior to Mr. Merritt's passing. And so the family obviously had a lot of questions once they finally did get word that their son had passed away. There was some difficulty getting the medical records for some reason. And so the family who lives in Arizona reached out to the late Senator John McCain, who was instrumental in getting a quick response from the VA and in turning over the records.
So this, again, was happening in Nashville. And was that the was there only one VA medical center involved?
Yes, that's correct.
And what was their response, besides taking some time to get the records out and having a senator, you know, lean on them to get them out? Did they admit that they were medically malfeasant in some way, or what did they say?
Well, kind of how the process played out was the Aaron's parents did a lot of research into this. They had serious concerns. And they came to me a few months later, and Aaron's mother, Carol, had identified the issues. She is works in the medical profession, and she had seen specifically that they were not giving blood counts. The tragic part of it is that the records contain several references where the doctors were specifically saying, we need to be getting more blood counts on him, and just no one was doing it. I think it's kind of a situation where there were too many cooks in the kitchen. He had seen about five or six gastroenterologists in that six-month period, and it just looks like everybody thought somebody else was going to order the blood tests.
These were all gastroenterologists within the VA system?
That's correct.
We're speaking with Trey Thatcher, an attorney with Birch Porter Johnson in Nashville, and I guess if his mother, if Sergeant Merritt's mother knew that these blood tests might be indicated or he might have seen them on a record, why was he not more aggressive in saying, hey, how about a blood test here or going to a private doctor?
Well, Aaron did some research himself when he was initially put on Imuran and raised some concerns to one of the gastroenterologists who first saw him. Sent him an email saying, hey, I see here in the package insert that there are some issues potentially with this medication and another medication I have. And the physician responded, no, don't worry about that. That's just something that the pharmaceutical companies put in there to prevent doctors from doing their job, which in hindsight is pretty outlandish.
And at what point after beginning this treatment did the descent into poor health actually start, or poorer health, I guess, actually start?
Well, we don't really know because Aaron was living by himself at the time in Clarksville, Tennessee. He had sent an email to his family or his primary care doctor on the day that he ultimately did go to the emergency room saying he had had a couple days of bloody stools and a fever for 2 days, and he was asking them if there was any medication that that they could provide him to address his symptoms. The doctor basically said, wait to hear from the gastroenterologist. If it gets worse, go to the emergency room. There's no indication that he ever heard from the gastroenterologist on that day, so he drove himself to the emergency room that afternoon, and he was septic when he arrived. One of the doctors who treated him in the emergency room testified in her deposition that he was the sickest patient she had ever seen in her career at that point.
And how old was he at the time, by the way?
He was 26 years old.
Wow. And now fast forward to just a month ago or so, and the VA has agreed to a $2.5 million wrongful death settlement. Are they admitting malpractice, or was this a settlement to avoid further trial?
99% of what I do is medical malpractice, and it is almost never the case that a defendant will acknowledge liability pursuant to a settlement, and that is the situation here. I will say that every gastroenterologist who was deposed in this case, including all of the ones at the VA hospital in Nashville, acknowledged that there were significant deviations from the standard of care. And with basically one exception, all of those doctors were very contrite about what happened.
So it sounds like almost a situation of getting ground up in the works because everyone thought it was everyone else's responsibility and no one actually took the action required to monitor the sergeant's blood count.
That seems to be what happened.
And have you heard any indication that VA is going to change its procedures? I mean, that particular hospital had gotten some low ratings from VA itself, I understand.
That's correct. Unfortunately, we have two of the worst VA hospitals in the country pursuant to their own rating system that was implemented a few years ago. My understanding is that they have taken steps to improve the care that they're providing. Obviously, there's a long way they can still go in that regard. We did learn through depositions in the case that Aaron's situation is being taught to medical students at Vanderbilt University in Nashville in terms of, you know, how not to handle a particular situation. So that does provide a measure of comfort to the family that they can see concrete ways in which Aaron's, tragedy is trying to make things better.
Trey Thatcher is an attorney with Birch Porter Johnson. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.